Before starting his public ministry, Jesus willingly went into the wilderness for 40 days to be alone. This time was preparing him to be able to resist the temptation that the devil would eventually throw at him and to step into the calling that God had for him. It created a healthy spiritual habit so that he could be in the position to do the things that God had called him to do. Hey, family, if we learn how to create space for God to create these healthy spiritual habits, guess what? We can do the same. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, Samuel says to Saul a word of caution. He literally says, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice?" Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of a ram. You see, we have to understand that the reason we have to make space for God to create these healthy habits is because God wants a willing heart, not just a ritual or a routine. And as we continue to grow near to God, what we practice during this time will start to become a natural part of our daily and weekly rhythms. And as they become more natural, we'll start to find out that our life looks different because we practice them. We are creating space for God to transform our hearts so that his glory can be shown through us to a weary world in need of hope and a Savior. But when we practice these things, keep in mind that this spiritual habit by itself is not the end goal. The goal is to have a deeper intimacy with the Lord. God's word makes it clear, obedience is better than sacrifice. This means that when we sacrifice anything, it should be from a place of an humble surrender, not from a sense of half-hearted obligation. In the same way, our spiritual habits add value when they reflect obedience that is grounded in the love of God. Hey, family, as we prepare for a closer walk with the Lord, remind yourself that God doesn't expect us to grow spiritually on our own. We should give ourselves permission to come imperfectly before him because it is God's power that is made perfect in our weakness. It is our prayer today that you'll walk in a habit of spiritual growth by allowing God's word to be your guide. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's praise him, saints, because you know he's worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.